Who is Jesus? The resurrection and the life. We read in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You have probably stood before the casket or the grave of a loved one. Perhaps it was an older person, relieved of the troubles and pain of old age. But maybe it was an infant or a young person or a person in the prime of life. An accident or an illness suddenly took that loved one away. What grief and sorrow you experienced. Mary and Martha's brother, Lazarus, died. He was also a dear friend of Jesus. There was a profound sorrow, finding expression in a flood of tears. Martha says to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Martha had faith that Jesus' presence could have made the difference. She also believed that Jesus could still ask God to make her brother alive again. Jesus speaks of life. Thy brother shall rise again. Martha says she knows that. Jesus corrects her vision by turning her from the distant future to the immediate present. He fixes her eyes upon himself. It is not future events, but the person of Jesus. Jesus is always present with us. This is what brings comfort, strength, and blessing. Jesus causes Martha from dwelling on the dead Lazarus to instead trust in himself as the Lord of life. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Death in all of its power and ugliness is seen in the grave of Lazarus. In his case, it was a sickness. The body was brought to the grave to decay and stink. Death is a separation of body and soul. It's a separation from family and friends. Death causes those left behind to be filled with fear, grief, and tears. Death is not a natural phenomenon. Rather, it's God's punishment for sin. We read in Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 23, the wages of sin is death. Death is the revelation of God's wrath against sin. We read that in Psalm 90. The death of Adam and all his descendants is a spiritual separation from God. In sharp contrast stands Jesus, the life. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus himself is the power over death. He has conquered and defeated that killing force. Jesus is the power to raise the dead out of the grave, to bring life out of death. Jesus is the power to form new bodies that are adapted for heaven. Jesus gives that life that can never perish. What a power of victory, joy, peace, and comfort. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus not merely possesses the power of the resurrection and the power of life, but notice he is the resurrection and the life. He does not merely say that he will be that in the future when he comes again. He is that now, in himself. I am. Jesus is the resurrection because he is the life. What is the connection between these two titles for Jesus? Resurrection, life. Jesus has the power to raise folks from the dead because he is the life. His life is the cause of his being the resurrection. That Jesus is the life does not merely mean that he has life or possesses life. He is the living one. He's the source of all life. This can only be because he is God. So we have in our text another of Jesus' I am statements. Jesus is the eternal and natural Son of God. When Jesus says that he is the life, he doesn't mean merely physical or biological life. It is not merely earthly existence. Jesus is spiritual life. That life is fellowship and friendship with God. Jesus, with this statement, also means that he is the life to sinners who are in the grip of death, who are separated from God. Jesus is the life to dying people. He is a saving life. He is that life because he delivers sinners from the penalty and the power of death and gives them life. Jesus is this life to us because he's the Savior. He came into this world of death. He took the penalty of our sins, suffered it, and conquered it. On the cross, he said, "It is finished. Debts paid in full." Because Jesus has this life in himself, he is also then the resurrection. He has power to bring life out of death. That was true of his own death for us. He died on the cross, and on the third day, he rose from the dead. After his resurrection, Jesus was seen in his body by over 500 of his saints. Jesus is now in heaven, in that resurrection body. Jesus is the resurrection to and for his people, those who believe in him. He raises our dead souls to new life. That's called regeneration. Some are given this new spiritual life while they are yet in their mother's womb. Others receive this gift of new life later, like the thief on the cross. This is called the new birth, or being born again, or being born from above. From being dead in trespasses and sins, we are made alive. And what Jesus does for our souls, he will also do for our bodies when he comes again. Martha had it right. She said, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." When you and I stand by the sick bed of a loved one or bury them in the grave, Jesus is the resurrection and the life to those who believe in him. The body that's placed in the grave is called a sleep, because when Jesus comes again, our loved one will be awakened. As Jesus called, "Lazarus, come forth," so also Jesus will cause all those who are his to come forth from the grave in a new body fit for heavenly life. We are called in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18, to comfort one another with those words, "Jesus is the resurrection and the life." Now there's a promise. Jesus says, "He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." John 11, verse 25. Jesus points out the way in which this blessing is received and enjoyed by dead sinners. It is in believing in Jesus. It is by faith. And from Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, We know that this faith is a gift of God, not our work, but it is power given to us when God graciously has given us new hearts in our birth from above. The dead soul of the sinner is made alive by the Spirit of Christ. The soul is made alive to believe in Jesus. The activity of faith is our looking and trusting in Jesus. It is a confidence and hope in Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. Because the life he gives is eternal, there is a future hope. Jesus says, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus is speaking of the very thing that happened to Lazarus. He lived through death. His body was in the grave, stinking, but his soul was alive, and by Jesus' powerful voice, Lazarus' body is revived and comes out of the grave. This is what will happen to every believing child of God. When he dies, his soul goes to heaven. He is with Jesus. That life cannot die. But we look forward. When Jesus comes again, then the body will also be raised in glory, a spiritual body, immortal, incorruptible. 1 Corinthians 15. Then in body and soul, we will be with Jesus and all the saints in the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus promises, verse 26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. This happens to our souls in our new birth. This happens to our bodies at Jesus' second coming. This promise is only for those who believe in Jesus. Now Jesus puts a question to Martha. Believest thou this? And her answer was, yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. What wonderful faith she had. This pressing question comes to all who hear the gospel. Do you believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ, the Savior, the resurrection and the life? Do you trust in him? Do you have confidence and hope in the midst of death all around us? They say that there are only two constants in life, taxes and death. As we face our own mortality, and the sicknesses and death of loved ones, believers can have comfort and hope. It is the truth that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts chapter 16, verse 31.